some meatloaf!
Idly ho, neighborinos.
We need two big pizzas, man. Everything on them.
Hi ho, neighbor.
Nobody messing in my neighborhood.
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
You know, for those of you tired of hearing about people killing each other over Popeye's chicken sandwiches and spending 12 hours in line to get one, the best chicken sandwich in America is available in your town. Jay, what is it time for today? What's this feature called?
This is Neighborhood Eats, and today...
I'm just going to eat over here while you do this.
Please do. We are featuring Fry the Coop, and in the craze of this partisan and divisive chicken sandwich wars, why not support someone local? And Joe Fontana, the owner, is here with us. He's a Villa Park native.
Let me tell you something. Popeyes can kiss my butt. That's the best chicken sandwich I've ever had.
Music to my
right? Am I right?
Thank you. Yes. There's no way that Popeyes or any chain could keep up with mom and pops.
Come on.
There's no way.
So, Joe, tell us what makes your sandwich so special.
Well, we put crack cocaine in it to start. No.
So that's only for non-addicts.
No, all jokes aside, we put a lot of love into it. Every step of the way, we just every chicken is done by hand, and then we fry it and beef fat. So that's the other.
So it's hand-breaded, it's double-fried, it's fried in beef fat, which is absolutely delicious. We also have to talk about the French fries a little bit later, which is also fried in beef fat, and it's the original McDonald's recipe before they changed
it.
Wow!
That's right.
It's the best. I mean, I am not... I don't love every fry that comes across my plate.
But you love these.
These fries are unbelievable.
Now, there's different level of spice.
There's different levels. That's the Nashville style right there.
The hot chicken.
Yep. Where you can go from mild to medium.
Mild would be the wimpy one. That's the one I'm eating.
Well, they have one that's just called country, so it has no seasoning at all.
So I just got a tinge of bite.
Yeah, which is just like a normal fried chicken sandwich without any...
And it goes all the way up to what level?
There's one called Little Insanity, and it is crazy.
And that's the one that... Can people finish it?
People sometimes finish it, but it is rough.
All right, now, Super Joe, you like hot food.
I sure do.
All right, what do you have? Which one?
Joe.
I got the hot one.
You got Little Insanity?
No, he has hot.
He just got hot. We didn't want to kill Joe this morning.
So but that's just one level below, right?
But hot is actually really hot. And it's a problem because everyone in the market in Chicago has got used to seeing hot, spicy on the menu. They order it, and then it's actually not spicy.
They don't know what they're getting into.
When we put hot on our menu,
we mean it.
I want Super Joe to try the sandwich, and we want to get a reaction and see if it's hot. Because there's hot, then there's crazy, and then there's a Little Insanity.
All right, Viv, turn your microphone on so you can tell us if he goes down.
And tell us what's in the Little Insanity level of heat.
The Little Insanity has the Carolina Reaper, which is the hottest pepper in the world.
Carolina Reaper.
Yeah. It's got the Trinidad Scorpion pepper, which is the second hottest pepper in the world. Then we have ghost pepper, habanero pepper, and cayenne pepper. I like to call it the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 punch in the face, literally.
Why don't you just set your tongue on fire? Save some time.
Literally.
Joe, you had it once, right?
I had it one time. I will never have it again, ever.
Joe looks a little red,
now,
actually,
who doesn't?
Now that I look at him.
How's he doing? Is he still up?
Super Joe.
Still up, yep.
That is just ghost pepper.
Yeah, that's real. Really... Ghost pepper is, ghosts are real, dude.
How's it feeling? how are you doing it back there, Super Joe?
I'm doing just fine. The sandwich tastes great.
He's sweating,
the
though.
Flavor,
you guys can't see that.
So, you guys, I never, you know this, never eat on the air.
No, you don't.
I'll make an exception. I'm having four of these.
Yes.
The thing is, it's high quality chicken. This is all halal certified. It's all done by hand. It's never frozen. It's all fresh. They really hand bread it. You dry brine it for 24 hours.
Absolutely.
And what's in the brine? And that's really what makes it a Nashville hot chicken style.
Yeah, we do the brine in our rub. So it's a dry brine. A lot of people do the wet brine, but the dry brine really kind of brings up that moisture and keeps in all that all those juices, and that is cayenne pepper, paprika, garlic powder, onion powder, and brown sugar.
So Joe's life changed drastically because he was doing corporate software sales. He was in a punk band when he was growing up here in Villa Park, and
but you were a regular working guy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But this chicken sandwich, discovering it, is what brought him back to Chicago area and also changed your life.
It changed my life, and I realized through this whole process that I was just not doing a job that I was passionate about and that I loved. And now anyone who comes to me for advice, that's the first thing I tell them is figure out what you love
and do it,
and do that. You know, you'll never work another day in your life.
Let's check back on Super Joe. Super Joe, are you still upright?
Huh? What?
Any sweat coming out of that forehead, Jim?
Yeah, I'm sweating a little bit. For sure.
And all that is the biological response of the body to not die.
Mm-hmm. That's the Nashville experience that Joe is having right now.
Right.
And I love that you keep the menu super simple. They don't want to do a ton of things. They just want to do this, and they want to be superior at it.
Do one thing and do it really, really good.
So what do you have on the menu?
We literally have sandwiches. We have chicken and waffles and tenders, and literally that's it.
They have a chicken sandwich that's on donuts as well.
Right, well, because you got to have something for the marathon race. All right, so locations.
Our original location's in Oak Lawn on 95th Street. Shout out to the South Side. Mm-hmm. Our second location's in Elmhurst, Illinois. We just opened in the Wells Street Market Food Hall, which is an amazing food hall right here on Wacker and Wells. And then our fourth location is going to be at Westtown at Chicago and Ashland. We are super, super excited about that.
How do you keep this from being franchised? I mean, they got to have people knocking on your door all the time.
We started turning down people. Yeah. I don't have a dishwasher for Tuesday. What do you mean franchise?
Right.
But now we started actually creating a list. So if anyone's interested, we're not doing franchises, but we'll put your name on the list.
Right. So you have to be super annoyed with this whole chicken sandwich wars craze over Popeyes and like Chick-fil-A when your chicken sandwich is far superior.
No, it's been a blessing actually, because we didn't expect anything from this. We heard about it. And then all of a sudden, when everyone was going crazy on social media, we started getting tagged along with other mom and pops that have.
Because they're bringing us up. They go, you think that's good? Try this.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And before we knew it, lines out the door. I mean, we couldn't even keep up with demand. We were selling out.
Right, so thanks, Popeyes.
Yeah, thank you, Popeyes.
The waffle is outstanding as well. They make it to order. It's fresh. They make it Belgian style. And inside of the waffle, there's bacon bits and sugar?
Pearl sugar.
Pearl sugar. So you get that little bite of sugar crunch inside of it.
This could solve wars around the world.
Well, I was telling G that I think fried chicken may be America's great uniter, because it doesn't, no matter what race, ethnicity, religious, you know, sexual orientation.
You get Democrats and Republicans sitting down and having this, they're not going to stop yelling at each other.
So you're saying we should bring these sandwiches to Congress?
They don't deserve it. Until they start acting better, they don't get any.
And what I also love about the breading is it doesn't fall off the chicken breast. It stays with the breast. It's very good. The bun is the perfect consistency. It's not too soft. Too hard.
I'm not playing around. Best chicken sandwich I've ever had.
Thank you. Wow.
And I've eaten more than one.
And you don't eat on the air normally?
Mm-mm.
Never. I'm blown away. I'm honored.
First time I've ever seen him do it.
Really? On TV as well.
CLTV.
Joe, what do you tell people that haven't been to Fry the Coop?
Just come hungry, and get ready for some happiness. We literally say on our shirts, we deliver happiness.
And that's kidding. What we do. Who does your cooking?
We have our chef, Francisco Morales, who is a master chef. He's been an executive chef for about 11 years, and he's the one who really brought this home, you know, and he works his butt off every day.
And they created Little Insanity Level because they had a bunch of internet trolls that were complaining that the sandwich wasn't hot enough, and after they created this Little Insanity, no one's complained.
Yeah, back to keeping it simple. We were like, all right, we're going to have four heat levels, you know, keep it really simple. And our heat level, which has the Carolina Reaper in it, was crazy for almost a year. And then these internet trolls kept being like, oh, you bring your own hot sauce to Fry the Coop. We were like, what are they talking about? Like, the crazy is hot. It's really hot. And so Chef finally had enough, and he goes, all right, that's it. They want what they want. I'll give them something to talk about.
Steve Grzanich, our news guy, tell us, have you had the chicken sandwich yet?
Steve.
He's coming in here to grab a chicken sandwich.
Yes, delicious. I took a bite of the hot one.
Oh, you did. All right, you're joining Joe here.
It was hot. It's very hot.
Are you a hot food? You
hot? No.
He's not sweating, so I'm impressed.
So I'm not sweating yet, but...
See, I'm more than willing to admit I'm a wimp, so this one level above nothing is right about my tolerance.
Hey, Steve, me too. Me
really?
Too, 100%. Yeah, I get the mild every time. Yeah.
It's tremendous. It really is tremendous. Well, congratulations on the success.
Thank you very much. We're working really hard to bring happiness around Chicagoland.
And the Westtown location is going to have a full bar as well, so it's going to be kind of a place where you can go and hang out.
We just passed our inspections yesterday.
All right, God bless.
Super excited.
All right, so appears in the Sun-Times today?
Yes, today. And there's a video as well on the YouTube site, and of course, WGNradio.com will also have it. And everybody, forget about all these other national chains. Support your local boy, Joe Fontana, from Villa Park, and go see his locations in Elmhurst, Oak Lawn, down here in the Loop, and then also coming soon in Westtown.
And there's a picture on the website of Super Joe crying for two reasons. One, because he loved the sandwich, and two, because it's really hot. Thanks, buddy. It's great to meet you.
Honored to be here.
Congrats on the success.
Thank you.
It's 9:20. What's coming up? The rest of the show. But first, I'm going to finish this sandwich while you listen to this. Let me just explain what just happened here in the studio. I told Dave, I said, you got to try this. I told him they all tasted like kale. But he said, no, I like chicken. He goes, but I want to try the hot.
Yeah.
How'd that go for you, tough guy?
Oh, it's really good, Joe. Really good. But, oh, my gosh.
Right in the middle of his first bite, he went, Mommy, help me.
Yeah. My mouth is on fire.
I'm so proud of you right now.
Oh, sorry. Say that again.
Wait. Yeah. Say it again.
I got you.
I just said I'm so proud of you right now. That's impressive.
Thank you very much.
And the name of the restaurant is Fry the Coop. So COOP, Fry the Coop.
Yep.
Yeah, you got something here, Bill.
Thank you.
You really do. So congratulations. Website for you guys?
www.frythecoop.com.
That seems right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Dave is hurting.
How long does it take for this to go away?
About 45 minutes or so.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He insisted on grabbing the hot. He said he was a tough...
Well, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go for it, G.
I said it nearly killed Joe, a man half your age, and then you said, how hot could it be?
Well, I found out.
It's so funny because Dave never eats on the air. I haven't seen you eat on the air in years.
No, but
and
I...
And of course, you take the hottest thing there is to eat.
Yes.
It actually burnt my lips.
Right?
I'll never eat again.
When they said it was hot, I thought they meant it was just that it was heated up. So I took a giant bite out of it.
And I can tell you right now.
Give him another one.
Grzanich is really red in there.
We actually needed to take Joe's dental records to identify him. That's how hot it was.
So. I think I need to drink aloe.
Can we get milk for Dave, please?
Don't you have a Tribune statement you'd like to make?
Oh, yes, I do. Make Sundays your official night tour of the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m. and stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago at 10:30 on WGN-TV.
Fantastic. Did you try it yet, Mary Vanderbilt?
I have not.
Oh, you got to do it.
I'm going to.
And again, I don't eat on the air.
No, you don't.
And this is not going to start a trend. It's just that's too good to wait for.
And I'm lucky I have one by my house, yes.
That's right. You do, don't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're talking about one-hit wonders, Joe. You got a favorite one-hit wonder band you can think of, or song?
A one-hit wonder band?
Yeah, one-hit wonder is a song that was a hit, and you never heard from the band again. It's the only one that you hear from.
Well, the Plain White Tees with their hit Delilah.
Wow,
was
well
a
done.
Huge number
well
one
done.
Hit.
He's friends with the Plain White
but
Tees.
They're still
they're
around.
From our high school.
Yeah, they are still around, and they're still kicking butt. But
yeah.
You could argue that maybe it's a one-hit wonder, but they're still touring.
Here's a few you won't remember. 815, Billy, Don't Be a Hero by Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave just ran to get cold water, by the way. Dave's gone.
Dave's left.
He's
Dave was going to call 911. He's actually running instead. I said, Dave, do you need to go to the hospital? He said, if I run, maybe the wind from running will help cool me down. Whip It by Devo.
Whip It Good.
Yep.
Da-na-na-na. G.
Sorry. Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. Remember Chumbawamba?
No.
Yeah, Tub Thumping. You'd know if you heard it. And have you got that one I asked for, Super Joe?
Let's go down and check out the show. Yeah, they're all dancing and singing and moving to the grooving. And just when it hit me, somebody turned around and shouted, play that fucking music.
Wild Cherry. One of the greatest songs of all time. And that's Steve Cochran's All Time Top 10. This is number 7.
They had nothing else?
No, I don't think so.
I never knew it was called Wild Cherry.
Wild Cherry's the band.
Oh.
Play that funky music is a song.
Okay, I thought they were the...
And there's a famous story about these guys. I think they were opening for the Ohio Players, but they were opening for a very big R&B soul band, late 70s, early 80s. And people had heard the song. And they're like, Wild Cherry, it's great. Well, they open the curtains, a bunch of white guys. Everybody crowds booing, throwing stuff. So it was a short concert. But if you're going to have one hit, have that. And by the way, it's dedicated to a listener, young man named Tom Kelly, who reminded me of that song. So thank you, Tom, for that. All right, Joe, we're going to finish our sandwiches, and then we're going to call you and ask for more.
Anytime. I'll do a weekly segment.
And we'll, there you go. And we'll come see you. I mentioned the Sun Times, but the stuff you did for Neighborhood Eats is also at WGNRadio.com.
Absolutely.
Okay, so check it out there as well. Thanks again. Great to see you. Thanks for breakfast or brunch or whatever this is. It's 9:28. We're coming back with the headlines next.